tiny spider.
Yeah.
That's terrifying, actually.
That's cool.
No, no, those are the scary ones. They're the most poisonous.
It's not going to bite me.
But it's like coming down from the ceiling.
It. What do you want?
I don't kill spiders.
Why?
I don't know. They're nice. Except for when
you
they want to kill
me. You
just
said it's poisonous and terrifying.
I know.
Are you even recording right now?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. I thought I was just talking to you. I had no idea you were trying to milk me for comedy.
No, I wasn't. I just freaked out because I saw this spider.
See, it's distracting you now. Kill it.
With what? My bare hands? No
way. I lost it. I looked away. It's gone.
It's right here.
And I still... No, there it is, yeah. Just... This is terrifying. This is...
Ah!
Exploding Barrel Podcast, assemble!
I'm right here.
Okay, good. We're assembled. Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for May 7th, 2012. This is Mike Minotti. I'm joined by my brother, Raj Guy.
At least editing the intro will be easier this week.
There you go. I did it for you.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
I mean, that is not an easy song to try to replicate at all.
No.
lots of very fast strings. How's it going, Raj Guy?
It's going good.
Raj Guy, it's me, Mike Minotti. We're the Exploding Barrel guys.
Yes.
We've got so much to explode about right now. We got news, right? How's the news look? We got at least one big topic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a funny one, too. It's funny because, like, we'll get to it. It's going to be good. Then we're going to do what are the odds? Ooh. So we got that for our kind of game / segment. Then we'll talk about a week in gaming. Trying to think of – I mean, last week I felt like we played a lot. This week I don't know.
Just playing a lot of the stuff I played last week.
Yeah,
more.
Me too. I've been specifically playing one game, like, a lot, but it's an old game anyway. So that won't be very interesting. But stick around anyways, because then we have the releases, which is historically the least interesting part of the show. But
it's always fun when it's, like, a crappy game that we didn't even know existed and we make fun of it. That's when it's good.
It's more of a service than, like, a segment. I'm just like, hey, here's what's coming
out. It's just tradition. Well, I was very resistant for a long time to cutting the downloadable releases.
Yeah, oh my god, that's right. We used to do that every week.
Remember.
Shit.
Well, it was new and exciting. We even did Rock Band releases every week for a while.
That drove me crazy. I think I made you stop that. Every week, here's the new songs of Rock Band. That's how long we've been around, back when Rock Band was relevant. God.
Rock Band hadn't come out yet when we started. Let's keep that in perspective, shall we?
That was a new exciting
god damn
game.
It, we're old.
Okay, let's get going then before they... Rock Band becomes relevant again or something.
So, it's been announced by ZeniMax that they are making The Elder Scrolls Online. Now, hang on. I want to play this out chronologically for you.
Okay.
So, Game Informer announces with a teaser image. It's their cover. Elder Scrolls Online. We're going to have the trailer tomorrow, information in our next issue. And I'm like, okay, this is fine. And I was talking to you. We were outside grilling something. Oh, your burgers and you made.
Yeah.
And
awesome.
I said, this could be good if they focus on what makes Elder Scrolls different from everything else. It needs to be first-person perspective default. It can't have, like, a hotbar or something. And...
Basically, you don't want to be like, wow.
So
you don't want another WoW
before the trailer.
And I was immediately like, "Yeah, this is gonna." I was immediately incredibly skeptical, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So before the trailer even came out, the Game Informer story leaked, where we find out it's third person perspective with a hotbar. While the initial announcement said all of Tamriel is part of the game, which initially sounds pretty cool, right? They are blocking off sections of it for future expansions, which is bullshit, and. It's using the same engine as SWTOR, which it's not a big deal. Engines can be modified to look different, but it's like apply the SWTOR graphic style to Elder Scrolls.
It looks a lot like SWTOR. And like once again, their thing is like, oh, it's going to be completely voice acted. Well, whoop-de freaking do.
Yeah.
Basically, this is kind of a joke to me. I mean, it's funny. It's literally hilarious.
Well, and they said, you know, we've been working on this since 2007, and the kind of response to that is no kidding.
Yeah, it looks
this looks like a game that, like, someone in 2007, man, oh, World of Warcraft's really hitting its stride. We should release something like that right now. Oh, wait, it takes 6 years to make.
Who wants this?
No one. Like, I mean, if the only appeal to it, to me, right now...
The only appeal is that it's Elder Scrolls.
Is that the fact that it's all of Tamriel. But that's, like, the only... It might be cool in an MMO content, I guess, to go to, like, places I know in Skyrim and Morrowind and Cyrodiil.
Places, you can, like, go to Daggerfall. But, like, once again, though, that was kind of the big thing, like, right around 2007, right, is we'll just take popular IPs and turn them into World of Warcraft, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Has not been working out so well.
No. Well, that's my next story.
I mean, there's
a
Lord of the Rings MMO on right now. You can go through all of Middle-earth. Right? Wasn't that the dream at one point?
I don't think they're all the way to the east yet.
Yeah. But wasn't that the dream?
Yeah.
Like, I wish I could play World of Warcraft but of Lord of the Rings. That's a thing. No one cares. Star Trek. Oh, man, I wish there was a Star Trek game where I could go to Deep Space Nine. And it's a thing. I don't play it. I don't care.
It's free and you're not playing it.
I don't care. I just play World of Warcraft. No one cares.
Well, you saw just today it was announced in an EA earning call. SWTOR has lost 400,000 subscribers.
It's funny, because I seen this spun as, we have 1.3 million subscribers.
You said 1.7. I mean, it's probably a lot of people just didn't re-up after their 30 days were up, but still.
They probably already hit their peak.
That's possible. I mean, in this industry where it's always, what's the next big thing, how do you grow an MMO anymore? World of Warcraft succeeded because it was relatively fresh at the time and had phenomenal word of mouth. But with so much more noise in that space, how do they hope to create something substantial with Elder Scrolls Online? Unless it's being designed for free-to-play in some interesting way that we don't know yet.
It won't be.
That's the thing. I can't believe no one has done a game to this extent, something as big as a SWTOR or an ESO, I guess we'll call it now. Or a DC universe that has been built with free to play in mind. We have a lot of free to play MMOs, but they took existing monthly subscribed MMOs and converted them.
Right?
How has no one come out with a big budget AAA? Because
they all
hope
that they are going to make $1 zillion charging $15 a month.
I guess so, but I mean, 2 years ago, I thought we realized that wasn't going to work anymore.
It should become a law. Like, literally, like, a law. Like, we have to get Congress on this or something.
Yeah.
That you cannot make another goddamn MMORPG with a hotbar.
Yeah.
Like, how many of those do we have now? How many of those do we have that, like, live for a year?
A lot.
Age of Conan and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, what are these people thinking? Like, if I am going to play that game, and I said this before Star Wars even came out, I'm going to play World of Warcraft. And you know what? I don't even want to play World of Warcraft that much anymore. It's not even its fault. It's like a 10-year-old game now, almost.
Yeah, it's right. Just, it's like...
I mean, my goodness, guys. At least, like, with Terra, apparently it's, like, doing something different with the combat.
But
everybody should do that.
Yeah, but then like, I guess the problem with Terra is then the quest structure itself is like as generic as it gets.
If you wanted to do an Elder Scrolls Online, which I was opposed to it just fundamentally, because everything I like about Elder Scrolls has nothing to do with it being like an MMO. And I know it's like, make the MMO where, you know, there's other people because it's already like an MMO. No. Because I don't want to have to compete with people when I'm playing Elder Scrolls, you know? And that's what it is a lot of times with MMOs, is you're competing with people.
Because you know you're never going to be crowned the Emperor.
Right, and yeah, that's a bullshit feature, by the way.
There's an MMO built around that. No one cared.
You're like, the best PvP player gets to be the Emperor. Like,
and then what?
Yeah.
They sit in a tower?
Yeah, what do they do? That affects... Okay. But the point is that if you were going to do an Elder Scrolls MMO, why not just make it like a Skyrim, but with more people? Don't get away with, like, all this bullshit class structures. Get away with the quest structures. Get away with, like, at level 17 you learn this spell or whatever. And get away with traditional endgame content. Because that's what the problem is that it's all building up to the same sort of endgame content. Where basically everything revolves around gear. You need to get rid of that. You need to get rid of this notion that everything is just about running through dungeons so you can get gear. You have to make running through a dungeon its own reward, in a way. So
right.
Maybe
I mean,
only do
like what SWTOR did with that first flashpoint.
Yeah,
that was
then,
awesome.
Yeah, but then...
Why aren't they more that? I mean, I know, because it's hard and expensive to make, but, well, that's the thing now. Sorry.
This is going to be a bomb. This is going to not end well for them.
No.
They're canceling Prey 2 so they can make this shit. Christ, Bethesda.
No one canceled Prey 2.
Yeah. Killed it. It's gonna be rough. I want to like get into the beta of it, you know. I don't want to have to pay for this,
right?
Because I just can't do it anymore. I can't do a monthly subscription for this shit anymore.
Right, that's the thing. I mean, it's between all the free-to-play stuff that's out there in other genres showing you how it's done, things like Tribes and League of Legends. And then even, I mean, Guild Wars 2, I know you're not quite as on board with it as I am, but still, the fact that it's going to be just a $50 game with no monthly fee, but it's a full-blown MMO.
It's still a hotbar MMO, though.
I know. But still, I mean, at least, like, you could buy it and not have to worry about paying a monthly fee for it to keep playing
it. No, it's fine. Yeah, I guess. It's just, Christ, guys. And it doesn't even look that pretty.
No, I mean, that's the thing. Again, it looks like a game that was conceived in 2007. I mean, compared to Skyrim, even.
I know it's not fair, but that's what we're going to compare it to. Like, what happens when you go to a place in Skyrim in there? Also, I think it's just bad for the future of the series, too, because so much of it is, like, what area that we haven't been to, like, since, you know, Arena, anyways, back when it was, like, a DOS game.
Yeah.
Are we going to see next? Well, now we're going to see it all.
Yeah. Or,
except for the parts held off for future DLC. It's a bad idea. Bad idea. If I was in charge, I would literally just cancel it right now. Because they're going to lose money when they release this. They already lost money. You'll lose money if you cancel right now. But I would seriously do that.
Yeah.
There's no happy ending.
Well, the one good thing, at least it's coming to Mac.
Whoopty freaking do. it's a mess. I hope this is the end of this, like, bullshit WoW imitators.
Like, well,
IPs.
If this doesn't succeed, can we give up?
It's not
going
to succeed.
I mean,
it's not going to.
I know.
If SWTOR couldn't do it, and SWTOR only a million subscribers, it's so far from 10 million.
Yeah.
All right. What's next?
So Valve, continuing to be ever so catty, they're going to be at E3, but they're not announcing anything. Yeah, I guess they're just going to be showing off Dota.
Yeah, I guess.
And I was excited about this at the time, but remember Gabe Newell said he has like 5 announcements that are coming out throughout the year, and he's laughing now just thinking about them.
That's right, I forgot about that.
I mean, do you think E3 would have been a good time for one of those?
Yeah, like one of these announcements coming. Maybe he just doesn't like E3, he's not going to do it there, I don't know. When was the last time they really announced something big at E3? Was it Half-Life 2?
Well, they did the Steam on PS3 thing.
Yeah.
At Sony's press conference.
Like, Portal 2 was just announced via Game Informer. I feel like any big game anymore is just announced on Game Informer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm disappointed, but I'm not shocked. At some point, they're going to have to announce something. Half-Life 3.
I know.
Next.
In a matter of days, PAX Prime completely sold out. I mean, like, 2 days.
It sold out a lot faster than East.
I mean, it took 4 hours for the 3 day badges to be gone.
Do you think East sold out comparatively so much slower because of the Easter thing?
I don't know.
Or I heard somewhere that one of the League of Legends like world tournament things is at PAX, and a lot of people are blaming it on that. Like they say, there's a lot of people who are going now. Like a lot of League of Legends community people who are going to PAX just to see this thing,
and then not doing anything else PAX related. Right. Well, that's interesting.
And like a lot of people are kind of pissed about that. I mean, because, like, weird, because Gabe had to, like, post this apology about it. Like, I'm sorry that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good problem to have, but at the same time, it is a problem.
You got to do another. I mean.
There has to be a third one now somewhere.
I feel bad for them because, like, I'm sure they don't want to, like, be, like, professional PAX people.
Yeah.
Like, every 2 months they have to go to a new PAX, you know, to appease everybody, but I don't know.
I mean, is there somewhere bigger they can go? Even not in Seattle anymore?
I'm sure that Seattle doesn't have the biggest convention center in the West Coast.
They might have to go to, like, San Diego.
Yeah. Go to the L.A. Convention Center.
Something.
I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to do something. I mean, I don't know. So what? People don't get to go to PAX, so you didn't get your ticket. It sucks.
I don't know. It's just... And that's one thing, like, if you waited, like, traditionally, if you didn't buy it within the
first couple months.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, I got a couple days.
I mean, if it came out while you were at work, and then you got home from work, and like, I'm going to buy my PAX ticket, and they're gone already.
Like I say,
geez.
If it's because of this League of Legends thing, that's on them. They shouldn't have done that, and maybe this won't be a problem in the future, but I don't know. Next.
So EA put on Steam, and interesting, on Steam, not Origin, the EA Indie Bundle, which I wrote as India Bundle. In my notes. But, you know, it was nice. It was like the Shank games and something else.
Some indie games.
Oh, the Deathspank games. Yeah. I mean, indie games that EA picked up through their EA Partners program to get made and published, and they've done very well. All these games have done pretty well.
Everyone freaked the hell out about this.
Particularly Notch of Mojang.
He was
saying
like,
that
so
EA is methodically destroying gaming.
That might be true, but not because of this.
Yeah, this is not the reason they're methodically. This is actually pretty nice of them.
Yeah, I mean, everyone was like, oh, EA's indie now. Like, no, guys.
No, EA said, look.
It's like Fox Searchlight, you know?
Yeah, like, hey, indie guys, we're gonna do you a huge favor, get your game in front of more people, make you some money. And, yeah, we're going to make some money in the process, but that's, you know, what we need to do for this service.
Everyone got hurt because they took it as, like, because, you know, there is that humble indie bundle. They're like, oh, they're ripping them off. Like, oh, whatever, guys. It's just a bundle.
Actually, it was nothing. It wasn't anything like the humble bundle. It wasn't a name your own price. It was just a Steam sale of games they published.
Basically, it was just a Steam sale, and, like, everyone made a big to-do about it. Like, you know, guys, EA, I'm not exactly their biggest fan, but Christ, let's calm down.
Right.
Also, sometimes these guys, like, Notch, they say stupid things.
Mm-hmm.
You see the Super Meat Boys, who we've had on this show before. They were going on and on about how free to play is killing the industry.
Yeah, but they were like talking about like Farmville free to play. Like, no, yeah, we all agree that's bullshit and stupid. I mean, if people aren't looking at Tribes Ascend right now,
yeah, that's what I want
to
ask.
They need to smart up.
All right, next
final story. After rumored, it is confirmed. Microsoft is selling the Xbox 360 4GB with Kinect for $99 with a 2-year Xbox Live contract. There's a lot of caveats here. First of all, this is only available at Microsoft stores, of which there are 21 in the country.
Jeez.
Of those 21, it's only available at 16 of them. Just to give you an idea of this, there's no Microsoft stores in New York.
Christ.
So good luck finding this. They're calling it a pilot program. Maybe if it's successful, they'll partner with like Best Buy or Target or something.
Doesn't the Kinect cost more than $100, like alone?
Well, here's the thing. That 2-year subscription to Xbox Live is feed out at $15 a month. Even if you're not taking advantage of like something like where Amazon, where you can usually get these systems $20, $30 cheaper, you're saving about $40. Spending $40 more than what it costs to buy this up front. I mean, you're paying it over 2 years.
Yeah, isn't it usually $50 a year for Xbox Live?
$60.
Okay.
But
yeah.
if you do Xbox Live, you can do it as a month to month option, then it's $10 a month. So this option is $15 a month.
Why? Why is it more?
Because you're subsidizing the hardware. Think of it like interest.
Well, but it's a contract, so you have to pay it all eventually.
Yeah, well, if you don't, there's an early termination fee that gets traded. It's very similar to how cell phones work, but here's the difference. When you pay $99 for a cell phone to your contract, the base cost of that cell phone is like $700. It's a pretty big difference. I mean, frankly, if you want an Xbox that bad at this point, I don't know, wait a couple months and save an extra $200.
Basically, what they're hoping is people are going to say, oh, $100 Xbox, sign me up.
Right, exactly. I think this would be a much more interesting and bigger move if they did this with, like, the new Xbox whenever that comes out, and that's $100 or $200 with a 2-year contract.
Right.
But at this point, in this late in the Xbox life cycle...
Well,
and
they're just trying to come up with...
I know, I guess
they're
just gasping at straws to increase numbers, but... I think it's weird.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
All right. Odds that the Elder Scrolls Online will do better than SWTOR. This is Oddmakers, by the way.
Yes. Better than SWTOR.
Excuse me, Avast has...
Your Avast virus database has been updated.
Thank you, Avast.
That's good. Wait, hang on. I'm trying to answer this right. The odds that it will do better?
Yeah. So let's say it has more than 1.7 million subscribers.
25%.
25% for even 1. Something million.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, the one thing it does have going for it, I guess, is it will be almost perceived as a sequel-ish to Skyrim, which did really well, but it did really well in the Xbox 360 and the PC and PS3. But I think a lot of the people who I personally never would have thought would like that game who did, people like our cousin, played it on an Xbox. Now you're going to say, okay, well, now it's a PC MMO with a subscription. You in? I don't think so.
Right. It's also like SWTOR was the sequel to like Knights of the Old Republic, which wasn't nearly as popular
mm-hmm.
as Skyrim.
And happened a long time ago.
How many copies would the Skyrim sell about, you think?
It a lot. I know that.
Like,
I don't
like
know
5
numbers.
5 million?
Something like that, maybe. So, I honestly don't know.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I have something else to say about that. I guess I have to give my odds.
Yeah,
I guess 25% sounds about right. Because these things are only going to become less popular by the time this game comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, now you have SWTOR as competition also. And it's obviously not beating WoW, but it does have a share of the market
right
at this point. Odds that SWTOR will reach 2 million subscribers. So basically, this is plateaued.
Well, let me ask you this. You mean 2 million, like, subscribers with a subscription? This is precluding if it ever goes free to play and gets a spike,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
Okay. They'd have to do something big. Like, either be really crazy and even drop the price of the subscription to $10 a month, or maybe some sort of big expansion comes out that does something really amazing.
They're already losing subscriptions. And once you start losing subscriptions,
it's hard to build it up.
Right. And now we started losing at 1.7. So basically everyone got their month.
Even, like, I don't understand why they don't make the game itself, like the client, free. Like, why does that still cost $50? Get people in there. Basically, I think World of Warcraft, they used to do something similar. It's a change now. Give them 2 weeks completely free. If they want to keep playing, then they start subscribing. But why have that $50 barrier?
World of Warcraft's now free till like
level 20. And they make it sound like it's free to play. It's not. Like, there's a lot of limitations. But I feel like that's good. Give them a 2 week trial, no strings attached. And then when that's done, you start subscribing $15 a month. You don't pay $50 for a client. I mean, that makes no sense.
I mean,
if you're on a downward spiral already, you got to do something to get people in.
I think everyone played their month, got over the whole voice acting gimmick, discovered that it's still just an MMO, and we're done with it. Odds that we'll see Beyond Good and Evil 2. Now, the guy says this is going to come out in the next generation of consoles.
And they've reconfirmed development of it. I mean, yeah, we'll probably see it.
Hey, here's my better...
They better. Rayman Origins was a success, those bastards, after they held it hostage with that.
Did I ever get odds for you on that last one?
What was the question again?
It doesn't matter. I don't know.
Oh, come on. We got to do this right.
All right. Odds that SWTOR will reach 2 million subscribers. I'm going to go 1%. That's 10%.
40%.
40. Well, that's obviously.
I'll be a little more generous.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so you think we'll see Beyond Good and Evil 2?
Yeah, I give like an 80% chance of happening.
Yeah, I think it will happen. It's like an 80% chance. My kind of more important question is, should it? I know that this will probably be a good game, and it's a game that maybe, you know, in a just world deserves to be made, but if I was the CEO of Ubisoft, or whatever, and somebody said, hey, remember that game that we made, it'll be two generations ago when this comes out,
mm-hmm.
and it bombed. We're going to make an expensive sequel to that. I would be like, I don't know about that.
The thing is...
What's the thing?
They started talking about this game far too long ago.
Yeah.
Everybody started getting hyped up and all these realistic expectations. Then they released a damn teaser trailer, which was a huge mistake. Now you're also fighting super inflated expectations.
I don't know how this could end well.
I mean, not speaking to the quality of the game itself, but Ubisoft does not handle the entire situation well at all.
I'm just trying to see how they can make money off of Beyond Good and Evil 2, and I don't know how they can. I mean, I hope it gets made. I'm sure it'll be fun, but
yeah,
not going to be good for them. Okay, so odds that Microsoft will have a good E3. Now, the rumor is that Microsoft is going to have not a whole lot to show at E3, really. Because they're not going to announce new hardware.
No.
What Xbox games are there going to be?
Besides Halo 4.
They have Halo 4, Fable of the Journey. They'll probably tie out a couple of bullshit Kinect titles like they usually do at these mm-hmm. E3s now. People think that a lot of it is going to be a lot of kind of bullshit, like, you know, like, announcements about, like, you know, like, Facebook on Xbox, stuff like that.
Yeah, maybe like another dashboard update.
Yeah, another dashboard
shown.
Update and, like, another, like, Windows phones, blah, 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 stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, some kind of connectivity between the Xbox and Windows 8.
But I think they're in line to have...
New hardware?
No, they're in line to have a bad E3
I think.
Well, if I thought they'll have a good E3, I would say 10%, because I don't think they're going to have anything to
show.
Which
is interesting, too, because they're broadcasting this one on the Xbox. They're probably going to have the most eyes ever on them.
Well, they need some surprises more than ever. And, like, what can you do now? Like, what if you had, like, a new Gears of War? Then, great, it's the fourth Gears of War game.
Right.
I mean, they'll show Bioshock. It'll be multi-platform. They'll show Call of Duty. Everyone, you know, freak mm-hmm. out. It's Call of Duty. I think it's just not going to be very exciting watching them this year.
The only thing I could think that they could announce in a big way is... A proper free to play model that's compatible with Xbox Live. Remember, Tribes of Sen was originally announced as an Xbox and PC title.
Right.
Maybe they come out on stage with that and a few other games.
I almost feel like they have so little to show that they might, like, maybe they will show something. Like, here's, like, yeah, like, even they just say, like, yeah, we're making a new system. Just so, like, people have something to talk about.
There's a rumor that it's already in production, the new system.
That's ridiculous. I don't believe that.
I don't either.
All right.
I give it a 40% chance.
That's generous, man.
I know.
They're not going to have a good E3.
There's got to be... I mean, the thing about surprises is they're a surprise, so who knows? There might be a surprise.
Man, we haven't really had a whole lot of surprises at E3 anymore, though. Not in this age.
Well, we always know what Sony's E3 is going to look like because it leaks about this time, so yeah. Next week we should know all about Sony's press conference. Well,
my last one is odds that Sony will have a good E3.
I mean, they're in a similar boat.
They're in a better boat, though, because they have relatively new hardware with the Vita. And you know they're going to be announcing a lot of Vita things.
Well, that's true.
They're going to be announcing a lot of Vita games. I think their first-party stuff is slightly more exciting, just with The Last of Us in the PlayStation All-Stars. I take those
God
over
of War,
Halo
Mike.
4. What?
God of War. We'll get a multiplayer demo, maybe.
Yeah, sure. But, I mean, just when I'm thinking about it, it seems like they have more going on this holiday than Xbox does, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what they'll announce for Vita. Is it just going to be spinoffs of all their PlayStation brands? Or is it going to be new
probably.
Stuff?
Probably. I mean, there might be some new things. But remember, they were talking before about there was going to be a Bioshock game of some kind on there?
Yeah, but they've, like, Ken Levine's kind of put, like, said, like, even they've put that, like, on the back burner.
Well, yeah. But they'll have things. I'm sure there will be some... Because the Vita is still new hardware. This is the first E3 when it's out. There will be big software announcements. Kind of like with the 3DS last year, how they were like, oh, Luigi's Mansion 2, this and that, and this and that, and this and that. They had, you know, a million things.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, besides that, the first party's a lot better. They don't have Kinect, so they don't have to show that bullshit.
You don't think there'll be any Move?
I think there might be something, but I mean, clearly, they got what they were going to get out of the Move. I don't think they're that good. They'll have Sorcery there.
Yeah.
That's it. I think they're going to have a pretty good E3. I'll give them like a 75% chance.
I'll go 65.
You're low on them. You fanboy. All right, yep. That's it. So, our week in gaming. I've just been playing Persona 3 Portable like a lot, which is fun.
I finally got started on my road to the show for MLB 12 and the
that's
Vita.
Good.
You know what's one major flaw I found with that game?
What?
In their mind, I guess, to keep the ball easier to see because the screen is smaller, the size of the ball never changes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, no matter how far away or close it is.
Kind of messed up.
Right, so that's the thing. When a ball comes off the bat, you don't know if it's going forward or backward. I understood why they did it, but I think it was a bad idea, you know?
Right.
As a pitcher, it's not the end of the world, but it's still really jarring. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's great. I've been playing a lot more Skyrim with the Kinect commands, and I'm totally in love with it.
That's good.
I like it. I like it very much.
Well, sounds like we're done here.
There's gonna be something else I played.
Maybe not.
I played Dominion. Can I talk about that? Go analog here.
What's Dominion?
It's a card game.
I don't want you to talk about your goddamn card game.
Why not?
For a little bit, but Christ, don't like tell me how to play it.
I won't.
What you think
I won't.
About it.
But you're familiar with what a deck building game is.
No.
Okay,
what do you mean?
So,
like Magic?
No, see, Magic's like a trading card game where you're buying boosters with random cards and you're creating a deck before you
play. Sounds like you're building a deck.
You're building it before you play.
Oh.
What defines a deck building game is like you buy a box that has X amount of cards in it, usually a lot. And then they're laid out in such a way so that as you're playing, you're spending resources to buy new cards from a community pile and you're building your deck as you go.
Okay.
Well, you start the game with only 10 cards in your hand.
Would I have played a game like this?
I don't think you have.
Is Catan kind of a deck-building game?
No, because, there's still a board. I mean, everything's played entirely with the cards.
Okay.
That's the thing. Once you figure out the basic framework of how you acquire your cards, the game requires almost no explanation because all the cards just say what they do. So they're quick to learn. That game Ascension I've been telling you to play on the iPad, but you won't listen to me.
Yeah.
That's a deck-building game, too.
Okay-do.
Similar to Ascension, except what's neat about this game is all the cards you could possibly play are face up and out in stacks. So you can always get what you want as long as they're still available.
Mm-hmm.
We played it with actually 7 people playing at a time, so it made it for like really long games, but also just it was really fun. You need to play Ascension so you can understand what I'm talking about.
I won't, but okay.
Why are you a jerk like that?
I don't care, because I'm not going to play Ascension, because I've been playing Persona 3 Portable every night. I'm not gonna, and after that, I'm probably going to play Mortal Kombat or something else. I'm not going to play Ascension. So you have to take it personally. Next. Oh, wait. That's it. All right. Releases. All right, Starhawk's coming out on the PS3, kind of under the radar.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I haven't played it yet. I was in the beta and just never got around to playing it.
It's kind of cool. I feel like this is going to be very much an underrated game. There it is. Warlock, Master of the Arcane for PC. Well, thank God.
That sounds great.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken for PC.
Oh, God, really?
The 360 version of Minecraft.
Yes. Curious. Yeah. At least it means I could kind of try Minecraft. The trial, at least.
It looks like it's about it. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening to the Exploding Barrel Podcast, everybody. You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com. We're also at iTunes, so go there, give us a review. And at twitter.com/Exploding Barrel, facebook.com/Exploding Barrel. Like, follow us, all that good stuff. All right, thanks. We'll see you next
I'm going to be gone for the next two shows.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So I'll see you all in, like, 3 weeks, I guess.
All right, then. Bye, Ad Guy. Well,
bye, Mike.
I'll see you next week right here, except for Ad Guy, on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye. Star Trek. Oh, man, I wish there was a Star Trek game where I could go to Deep Space Nine, and it's a thing. I don't play it.